Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
So welcome back from that fabulous sponsorship video. I just want to let you know that Brooke McNamara is the poet laureate of the whole conference. She's popped in on some of my sessions, which have been delightful, and also was on a panel that, if you didn't get a chance to see it, it's been one of the most moving sort of artistic joys of the conference for me, was watching the panel on poetry. So if you get a chance, look back at that. But a little bit more about Brooke. She has an MFA. She's a poet, performer, teacher, and ordained Zen monk. She has published two books of poems. She also has taught at Naropa University in yoga studies and at the University of Colorado Boulder in dance. And she is co-director with Lauren Beal of Eunice Embodiment, an organization that offers cutting-edge performances, embodiment education, and creative practice workshops and retreats. And Lauren is also living in Boulder, Colorado. Lauren and Brooke met while both earning their MFAs at CU Boulder, and have performed together and created this collaborative identity, Eunice, in 2010. So they've been working together for a long time. And they were talking about wearing costumes. So if you have something around the house, you might want to bring it to this. This talk is called Cultivate Creative Practice in the Belly of Impermanence. So off to you two.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Laura, and everyone for joining us. So again, so nice to see a few faces in this domain, and welcome to everyone who we cannot see. I'm Lauren Beal. So you heard a little bit about Brooke. Brooke, do you want to say hi so your face pops up too?
Yeah, hi, I'm Brooke.
Awesome. So yes, as Laura said, Brooke and I come to you because of our deep love and appreciation for creativity and of dance. And we wanted to just share, just before we get started, our deepest intention for today is to usher you onto a ride that allows you to come into direct contact with your creative aliveness, whatever and however that is for you in this particular moment. And a little bit more about how we met. So Brooke and I, as Laura said, we met in grad school a long time ago here in Colorado in the United States. And we came to really find each other with this delightful crush energy that Brooke is going to talk a little bit more about here in a moment. So we had these secret crushes on each other from afar, and quickly became BFFs. For those of you who don't know, that is best friends forever, and longtime collaborators. And we started in the land of academia. And so for those of you who have been in and out of that, getting our MFA was one of those moments where we discovered not only that we love to create experimental, wildly interdisciplinary dance theater work together, our duet work together in the world, but we were equally enamored and in love and turned on by and lit up by the process by which we created art. And so those two things started to sort of co-mingle, those two kind of pressing and sniffed out beautiful pathways started to co-mingle, both that of making art and that of kind of discovering, investigating, what are all of these influences that come to be that cause us to create the art that we do? What are we responding to? What are our deepest questions? What is our wild and almost like we could pick up the hood and go, what's the underbelly of all of this? Those conceptual frameworks and the things that kind of make us tick. So in that process of devoting ourselves to collaborating over time, both making art and the love of creative practice, we started to do just that. So in addition to making work, we started to co-create and facilitate creative practice workshops for kids all the way through adults, live and in person in this area. And then now, almost delightfully because of the pandemic, here online in this beautiful online space. And I wanna say that some of the influences that are most important to us inside of this practice is that of dance, that of the body, our embodied movement, knowing ourselves through movement and creating what we come to make through our bodies. That's one influence. And both of us are also deep loves and studies of yoga, the practice and teaching of yoga. We also come to co-mingle and deeply devoted to that of Zen Buddhism, human development and facilitation. And that comes to us from our teacher, Diane Mushel Hamilton, which many of you I'm sure know. So that's a little bit about us. And Brooke, I'm gonna pass it on to you mm-hmm. to tell us a little bit about what we do.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Lauren. A little bit of history and just who we are, what we care about. And I'll say, I'm just gonna speak really briefly about what it is that we do kind of in the big picture. And then we wanna spend most of our time today, which I'm afraid is gonna fly by because an hour it goes by so quickly. So I'm not gonna talk much more. And then we're gonna dive in and we're gonna guide you through a short but potent experience of what we offer and what we like to do. So Lauren told you, yeah, we make dance theater performances, which we often talk about more as experiences, like they're real-time lived inquiries about whatever the theme is that we care about most. So we're really interested in having a real experience on stage so that the audience can actually feel that and is like, whoa, they're actually feeling something, and then it can become contagious rather than pantomimed. So we're just always interested in like touching the pulse of this moment, you know, so even in this moment, if you can just feel your body and feel your space and feel your breath and in the ways that you know how to do, touch the pulse of this moment. And so as we facilitate today and in general, cultivate creative practice, we value finding that vitality and that pulse of life in the individual experience. So we're always going to invite people into like, what's alive for you? What's most alive for you? How do you feel inspiration right now? What is enlivening you? Whether you identify as an artist or not, and whether you identify as a dance artist or a painter or a cook or a mother. We call this embodied interdisciplinary creative practice. It really is for everyone, and that makes it really, really rich because people are bringing different perspectives. So we value everyone having a first person experience. And then we also place equal value on the we space and relationships. So Lauren and I collaborate, we bump into each other, we bond deeply, we laugh hard, we cry. We sometimes fight, but not as much as we used to. but we really value the relationship in art making. Like sometimes an art piece gets placed as more valuable than the relationship. and then people get kind of bumped and bruised along the way. But we value transforming and growing and developing our relationships and our communities just as much as the thing that's getting made. But we also don't put community or relationship over the art. We want to stay really rigorous about creating something that's an artifact that is activated in a way that when we put it out in the world, it causes people to stop and think or have a transformative experience. So that keeps us on our toes, is that we value the I experience for ourselves and for our participants. We value the we space, the second person, relationship, collaboration, community. And we value the third thing, the third person perspective, that we're making a piece of art. And so we get pressed and pulled and tugged between those perspectives. And that's part of what really tenderizes us. And it's part of why we call this creative practice in the belly of impermanence. Because when we're looking in and then we're looking at each other and then we're looking at the third thing, we're getting metabolized by life, and we're metabolizing life in a really deep way, if that makes sense. There's more I could say, but I feel like I just want to pause and let that settle. Do you want to add anything, Lauren, about what we do? Oh, I'm just going to put a link to what we do in case in the chat. So if you want to read more, you can take that link and follow that breadcrumb trail later. And I'll pass it back to you, Lauren.
Awesome. So yeah, everyone just take a deep breath into that. And from all of your windy paths, the mysterious circumstances, the paradoxical and wild rides that we all have had, to somehow, some way arrive in this particular time and space right now, feels quite significant that we all are here in this one moment in time together. And we're so grateful to have you. So like I said, we want to kind of usher you in. And I think hopefully it begins to speak for itself. So like Brooke said, it's a self-reflective, it's relational oftentimes, which we can't do in this webinar form. We're always moving in and out of breakout groups, smaller groups, communal spaces, in and out of the body, in and out of writing, in and out of visualization, in and out of visual art. There's all sorts of pulsation, so that, like Brooke said, it's engaging us in this tenderizing sort of kneading quality to get into contact. So that's what we're gonna begin. Good? Shall we? Awesome. Okay. So everyone, find your spine. Take a moment to kind of move around a little bit, wiggle. Again, wherever you've been up until this place, thank you for being here. And for this moment, we're gonna have more movement, of course, and we're gonna end all the way down on the ground, further out. But for this moment, see if you can come to an upright position. Yes, you could be standing. Yes, you could be sitting. But we're gonna begin by diving into the territory of our imagination. So I'd like to invite you to close your eyes. And if that is just not available for any reason, gently turn away from your screen so at least your gaze can be soft. And as your eyelids fall over the eyes, let that encourage a softening of those language structures, especially if English is not your first language. This whole beautiful part of the brain that is from moment to moment to moment trying to make sense of it all. See if you can soften that and let some wave of relaxation drop from the frontal part of your brain through the middle part, almost like a fine-tooth comb, a warm vat of melted butter pouring down through the skull, down into your spine, 10% more soft and open, supple through the body, perhaps a deeper exhale. And as you begin to feel your awareness tune inward, take a moment to notice the sensations that are present, the particular vibrations, the tickles, the whispers, perhaps even as far as an ache or a pain. Notice the quality of your thoughts, like passing clouds or little ships on the water. Notice the quality of your heart, the emotional states that might be pulsing through you. And allow yourself to take a deep breath in and invite your imagination to open, this part of your awareness and being that you can begin to discover and willfully play with dimensions of reality that may or not exist right here in this time or space, or exist in other ways, more subtle energies or images or landscapes or territories or textures. See if you can begin to open your imagination. And as that begins to happen, I'd like to invite you to conjure up the image of a pathway. And it could be any pathway, the first pathway that pops up. And as we move into this domain of the imagination, you might just have to create it for yourself, or you may notice that something just directly and immediately comes to you. And either way is awesome. So however you find yourself on a pathway, notice this pathway. And this pathway that I want you to conjure up is familiar in some way, so that as you feel your feet or your body moving along this pathway, there's a sense of security or restfulness or easefulness on this pathway. And you're moving along this pathway. Perhaps it's in a forest, on the beach, or some other dimension of in space. Maybe you've never seen this pathway before, but it's the right one today. And I'd like you to walk or move or glide or crawl or however it is that you traverse this pathway. Move along it so that you begin to go somewhere deeper into the wilderness of your creative imagination. And this pathway is going to take you into a territory again that has some familiarity, almost like you're returning to this place. And as you come across this place, it might be a valley, could be a forest, could be the edge of the ocean, or it could be a room filled with feathers and velvet walls. Whatever this place is, again, this is your place that somehow feels nourishing, pleasurable, intriguing, delightful to arrive into. Almost like as you enter it, there's a, yes, exactly where I want to be. And as you make your way into this place, see if you can feel it coming to life, the texture of the air, of what is beneath your feet, your body, or whatever form you are taking, the colors or the textures or the objects that are there. And then as you move inside of the space, I want you to notice that there is a being in there. And I call it a being because it could take on any form. It could be animal form, it could be human form, it could be ancestral, it could be a combo platter of a lot of different things. It could be someone that you recognize, it could be someone or something that you've never seen before. But again, this is a welcomed being, like you're coming home to this person, animal, creature, life force, entity, whatever word is right to describe or not describe. And this being that you're coming into contact with is a shapeshifter into the form of everything from a protector or a guide, or if you know the word muse, like divine inspiration. Again, this is someone who you want to find, that brings you delight, again, like a long lost friend, that grounds you in a feeling of safety, that delights you inside of curiosity and play, that is gonna join you on this ride as a fellow collaborator. And again, could be protector, guide, trickster, divine play, or any other word, ancestral, future being. And once you have conjured up who or what this creature, entity, guide, trickster, being is, invite them onto your ride. And that may be taking their hand, inviting them to fully inhabit your whole being. And you're gonna collaboratively, co-conspiratorly, if that's a word, begin to walk out of this place back down the path together. So now you've joined forces to continue onto this ride. Walking down the path back to this exact place in which you are residing in, your current seat. And when you've arrived with this collaborator, you can begin to slowly open your eyes. I'm gonna pass it to you, Brooke.
Yeah, great. So you don't have to do anything about this buddy, or maybe you want to call it your muse or your daemon. Just trust that they're going to be there to help you find like healthy relationship with your thresholds. So they're going to guide you into exciting territory, but not too far that you get overwhelmed or lost. So that can help you to kind of just relax into the process, we hope. So now we're going to shift. Like we said, we shift dimensions a lot. We like to do this to keep ourselves awake and looking from different perspectives. So we just went into this space of imagination. Now I'm going to invite you to find your paper and pen, and we're going to move to some writing and then to some movement. So the writing first, we have two writing inquiries, and we're going to start with the first one, which is, there's so many pathways into how we can feel directly our own creative aliveness or our own inspiration. And this is kind of a fun one, and it may seem sort of odd at first, but see if you can just let yourself go with it. We want you to explore through your writing. What do you have a crush on lately? And if you don't know that word, it's like when you're in elementary school and there's like another little boy or another little girl or someone that you're like, oh my gosh, they make you feel butterflies and you are thinking about them a lot and you want to be near them. And so whether this is like a romantic or erotic crush, that's fine. But it can also be like an intellectual crush. Maybe you've seen a session at this conference, I for sure have, where someone's work is so inspiring. Like Philip Shepherd's work, I have a crush on right now. I have a crush on a stew that I made a couple days ago. So it could be a food, it could be your garden, it could be your pet. It's anything that brings you delight, pleasure, and that you're drawn to. Maybe it turns you on, or maybe it just excites you in some way. So I'm gonna stop talking and give you about 3 minutes to just write as descriptively one thing or many things that you have a crush on lately. Okay.
And I'll invite, if anyone's willing, you can also write it in the chat.
Oh yeah.
And it's really fun to see what other people are lit up by, turned on by, or crushing on. Mm-hmm. Paradox. I'm crushed on paradox and juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Gritty humor.
See how detailed you can get to. Specificity will help to invoke it in your experience in the here and now. How are your senses involved? What are some details? Take about a minute more to describe in detail what you have a crush on right now. Okay, great. And so we're going to write for 2 more minutes. If you feel like you haven't gotten all the content down yet, maybe you have a lot of crushes going on, keep going with that. If you're ready to transition, I want to invite you to explore, to let go of the content and describe the sensations of having a crush. What does it feel like to have a crush on David Abram or absurd humor? How's it feel in your body? And you can get poetic and wacky and quirky, whatever language comes up for you is perfect for how you describe the sensations in your body. Maybe it's tingly, maybe it's golden. See if you can invoke and evoke the sensations of having a crush right now. And where in your body are the crush sensations? Or maybe it feels like there's like warm light all around your body. Yeah, quivery, exciting, fire, right? Yeah. Champagne bubbles and stardust. So a few more moments, I'm gonna be quiet and just don't look at the chat if you really wanna go into your own exploration. Nice. So you can see how close these descriptions are to descriptions of aliveness itself. Delight and the erotic and attraction and desire are also connected with creativity and with aliveness. And we don't need to get obsessed or like clingy to those, but we can invoke them. And they are so connected to our creative inspiration. So Lauren's going to help us move from the page now. If you want to put a little dot, dot, dot to be continued, we'd love you to come back to that exploration later. And Lauren's going to help us move it through our bodies.
Awesome. Yeah. So feel free as I'm talking to just, again, kind of release yourself from your pen and paper. And there was a question in there. Feel free. It's as a webinar format, we can only see you if you're inside of the special little panelist bubble. So even as our panelists right now, if you want to turn off your camera, feel free. But everyone else, we can't actually see inside of your space. So you are in your secret, beautiful cave-like bubble to enjoy this experience to the fullest, absurd, wild, or simple pleasure of moving. So just to let you know. But from that place, go ahead and stand up or kind of stretch out just a little bit. And I want you to begin perhaps with just a moment that you can close your eyes again and take in those images that you just wrote about. All of those little crushes that you have, whether it's the wind on your face on a beautiful sunny day, or the snuggles of your 8-month-old, or however it is, whatever it is, see if you can begin to inhabit those textures, those quivery champagne bubbles, and begin to allow that crush energy to enliven your body. Become that in which you have a crush on, like that warm vat of melted butter. Allow yourself to begin to melt or bounce or fold or stretch or squeeze. See if you can feel again that aliveness come to life inside of your body. So you may start with the thing you have a crush on. I said unresolvable paradoxes. So I might move in a way that bounces on one sense and then slows down on another sense. I might move an arm in one way and a foot in another. So letting whatever lights you up to come alive inside of your body, to get to know it more deeply. And for the spirit of play, remember, allow your co-conspirator entity to be there too, so that you can have perhaps almost like a partnering dance with that collaborator, with that protector, guide, trickster, divine play, muse energy. You could feel that inhabit your body and almost take you over, so you don't actually have to think about it. Something or someone else is moving you, so you get to go for a ride. Or you might imagine that you are dancing with this creature, entity, so that it's in and out, like Brooke said, of conversation, of playful collaboration and partnering. And just for one more minute, I want you to turn the dial up on your deepest pleasure. Can this next minute or two be pleasurable? Be exactly what brings you joy or lights you up, a way of moving, breathing, being in your body that turns you on in all the ways. The way in which you're breathing, the way in which you're moving, the way in which you are inhabiting your space. If you're on wood floor or carpet, allow yourself to move in and out of the couch or on the bed or outside, or if there's any other person or entity, cat, pet, plant, coffee, snack, painting, flower, vase, bin of costumes and wigs. Let yourself just dial up the pleasure from absurd to delightful, sensorial, fun, simple. Time for 10 more seconds, the highest level of pleasure that you could possibly muster. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin to let that slow down. See if you again can feel your heartbeat, feel the aliveness that is present, vibrationally, quivery, warmth. And begin to slowly make your way back to your pen and paper.
Yeah. keep breathing into that aliveness that you just cultivated. You just did the work to bring up, whether it's like a subtle pleasure or a full-on delight. And then just for 30 seconds or so, take a couple moments to jot down anything you want to harvest. Like, what did you just notice? Is there anything you want to jot down? And this could be in words, or you could draw little images. What did you just learn, or what is something maybe you want to remember about what just happened and the work you just did? Good. Awesome work. Thank you so much for playing with us. We're going to shift gears into our second pathway into aliveness. And this one comes kind of from the underbelly. It's a different form of aliveness, but not separate from where we just were. So stay with your paper, but maybe close your eyes if you want to, or just soften your gaze. And we're going to shift the inquiry now from what do you have a crush on to what is breaking your heart lately? Or if that feels too dramatic or strong, what do you feel tender about? What do you feel achy about? Or sometimes Lauren and I play with the contrast of, instead of what do you have a crush on, what is crushing you? What is crushing your heart? What is breaking your heart open? And we want to invite you to open this and calibrate, titrate, allow in this inquiry in a way that's potent, but not overwhelming. So I might take on, what's breaking my heart is that I can't see my mom during the pandemic. And I might not take on climate change, or maybe I do, but see what you want to go into right now. And maybe it's a list and maybe it's one thing, but we want you to write about that for just 2 minutes. What's breaking your heart? What's heavy on your heart? And again, allow this muse, guide, protector being to support you, to keep you in a healthy range of exploration where you don't feel like you're drowning. Yeah. Yeah, the forest fires a few miles away. Yeah. And just notice that you're doing this in a group, in a large group of people all over the world. You're not doing this alone. So we're connected in this inquiry. And then again, when you're ready, shift from talking about the content that's breaking your heart and see if you can go underneath, what are the sensations of heartbreak, tenderness, longing? Maybe I'm not saying the word that's right for you, but find your own description as best you can for the sensations that are invoked when you name your heartbreak. Yeah, and tears are welcome. If you're feeling emotion, it's totally welcome. And if you're not feeling much, that's fine too. Where in your body do you feel these sensations, or what images come to mind? And if it's really challenging to put into language, just know that in a couple more moments, we're going to begin to move the body. So take a couple more moments see if any language comes to capture what you're sensing in your unique experience of heartbreak. One more breath, and then go ahead and put your pen or pencil down. And again, we're gonna shift into movement. And this may be tiny movement. It might just be rocking, or maybe it's really big and expressive. So go ahead.
Awesome. So yeah, as you allow yourself to shift from the dimension of kind of externalizing, framing what breaks our hearts or breaks us open through language, now see if you can allow that to soften and bring it right back to your body. Noticing the sensations, where is their weight? Where is their tug? And allow yourself to gently, compassionately, fiercely, bravely inhabit the feeling of aliveness inside of what breaks our heart. The energy, the feeling of the weight of what crushes upon us. Yes, I'll speak up. Thank you. And then just like we did with that energy of what we were crushing on, allow yourself to inhabit and simply move or be moved by the textures, the contours, the sensations of what breaks your heart, what is perhaps breaking it open, as many of you have noted. How does this ask you or invite you to move? And remember that your collaborator, your protector, your guide, your fellow creative being is right there to join you inside of this, perhaps to hold you, to anchor you, to help ground you, to know that you're safe, to dive in, to be there perhaps to invite you to go deeper, if that feels right, to touch in on those edges, those thresholds, those wild dimensions. And yes, notice how this may feel different. And that's okay. Allow your movement to help you know, help you make sense of, help you understand more deeply inside of every single cell, the aliveness of heartbreak, the life force inside of being broken open, the aliveness inside of the weight or the crush. And again, I'll just invite you to make that choice of turning up the intensity just ever so slightly as a way of playing, as a way of discovering, as a way of investigating for just one more minute. What is here for you to receive? Awesome. Beautiful. And there's 10 more seconds to allow yourself to gently dissolve out of this territory, but to dissolve into the floor. So wherever you are, see if, and perhaps you're already there, but see if you can begin to melt your whole body all the way down. If it's in a chair, on a couch, that's great too, but we invite you to bring yourself as much in contact with the earth, the floor, as you can. Yeah, and you can keep moving. You can keep kind of jostling or oscillating, bouncing or swirling inside of that. I'm gonna pass you to Brooke.
Yeah, so as you're still settling and still kind of maybe subtly moving, let gravity thicken and deepen its pull on you to the earth. So you don't have to do anything, but just allow yourself to get magnetized toward the center of the earth. And that will slowly, slowly, in wise timing, bring you into a settled stillness. And just breathe into the full range of aliveness you created through your practice just now. So breathing as deeply and fully as feels good and right to you right now. And we're gonna have a kind of an extended rest and visualization. So I invite you to shift your posture to get like 10% more comfortable if there's anything you need to shift. Yeah, maybe you wanna grab a blanket or just shift your arms or your head. Yeah, great. Beautiful. And so as you settle into stillness and your physical body becomes a container, imagine or feel that the space of your awareness is the perfect size to hold and witness and be intimate with all the sensations that may be here or not, whatever is still swirling. Bring your attention to the space around the sensations that are the perfect size, the perfect container to hold it all and host it all. And that you are those sensations, but you're also the space of awareness around and within. And see if you can stay in conscious contact with the heartbreak. What is that like now? Did it disappear? Did it shrink and contract? What's the heartbreak feel like and taste like right now? And then can you also check back with the sensations of what you have a crush on? So as you're laying there resting, Can you also invoke and remember and taste right now the sensations of delight, attraction, desire, inspiration, excitement? And almost as if there's a cauldron of aliveness swirling with all these different textures and tastes, and you are vast and wise enough and strong enough to be with them all, can you pulse back to the heartbreak and feel this quality of aliveness? Heavy as it might be, or sticky as it might be. And can you pulse back to the delight, what you have a crush on? And as you practice and see, and maybe it's not possible, that's fine, this is an experiment, can you oscillate back and forth between what you have a crush on and what is breaking your heart, and feel yourself come towards some kind of still point or unresolvable center, or a space where these very different textures are entangled with one another, that the heartbreak opens you to the aliveness and delight, and the aliveness and delight opens you to the heartbreak? And that under and around and within all of that is a an awake stillness of mind. And whether this makes sense or not, see if you can simply hover right here, just riding the breath in and out as it occurs very naturally. And right here in this place where heartbreak and desire and aliveness are all commingling, entangled, oscillating, not separate. Just breathing right here, hovering your attention right here. Lauren and I want to gift you three things. You don't have to do anything. You can simply receive. So just breathing right here. Our first gift is a compass for your creative life that we want to offer into your belly. So imagine a compass that will help you make choices as you follow your creative path forward. However that wants to land in your body and your being. And then as you take your next inhale, our second gift is a Buddha spine or an awake golden spine. Right inside your central channel of your body that provides you with wakefulness and dignity, no matter what is happening around you. And then your next inhale, our third gift we want to offer you in the space of imagination and archetype is a sovereign crown. So that you have choice in how you proceed through your creative life and you're not tugged and pulled by expectations from outside of you.
And taking one more breath there with those three gifts, we're going to invite one more gift, and that is from your collaborator. So the being, muse, protector, guide, however, whatever form they took or it took, it has a gift for you. See if inside of your imagination and the quality, the openness of your heart, your mind, and your body, notice and receive the gift that this entity being is here to offer you today for your creative path. Awesome. So with those beautiful four gifts, we just invite you to take a little gentle movement, come back to your body, come back to the space. We want to thank you so much for joining us on this ride. And if you're inspired to join us again, we will begin our next creative series, our 8-week series where this kind of unfolds and blossoms and develops and goes in myriad directions and dimensions in January. And Brooke put that link in the chat. So we would love to have you. Thank you so much for your presence and your imagination. We're grateful to be here.
Yeah, normally we would have lots more time for reflection and conversation. And so if you'd like to share with us, just contact us through that link that I put in there. We'd love to hear how this was for you. We hope it was valuable. Yeah.
Thank you. That was so amazing, both Brooke and Lauren. And I want to encourage the attendees, if you want to write stuff in the chat, we will send the chat to Brooke and Lauren so they can see what you had to say. I just want to reflect from my own experience, because yesterday I had the luck and joy to interview Susan Harper. And in Susan Harper's talk, she talked about how we get in our hearts when we're not treated well as children. We get twisted up, and I feel like I was able to untwist some of my heart. So in this session, thank you so much. Together. And just say that for everybody who's out there, when we can do this on a group, large scale of healing together, and my story can help you and your story can help me, it's magical and massive. And now for the advertisement. On another level, if you have the means to buy this package, please do. If you don't, then just enjoy the next 48 hours of free time with this information and see as many things as you can. And I'm going to come back to Brooke and Lauren for their golden nuggets, single sentence tips of embodiment.
Brooke, you first. Go ahead.
Just the importance of play, you know, what you just said, Laura, about your heart untwisting. That Lauren and I love this quote that the creative adult is the child who survived. So as much as we can learn about embodiment, also just for us to find spaces where we can let down our guard and just play and find our edges and play just past them where there's a little more aliveness, but we don't overwhelm ourselves.
Yeah. And thanks for that, Brooke. Yeah, play. And I will say, I mean, I said what I was deeply crushed on was just holding each of us and all of this as an unresolvable paradox somehow opens and allows for the mystery of this multi-dimensional intersectional entanglement, and to allow for that to unfold and to enjoy the ride.
Yeah,
you're both of you, you're leading on that was masterful. Thank you so much. One more note for all the attendees that there are coffee breaks. You can go into the coffee break and discuss the stuff if you need to process some of the things that you're coming across in the conference. I highly recommend that. And also interact with the people in the chat, because more than anything, this conference is about building a community of people who live in their bodies and support other people who live in their bodies and even the ones who don't, but just coming together for that big heart for all of us. So thank you. And also thank you, Mia, for your wonderful tech help.
All right. Thanks for your courage, everybody. We know that's not always the easiest thing. So thank you for being willing to play.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye.
Have a wonderful rest of your conference. See you in the...
Adios.
Bye, everyone.